Honestly, I thought I was dreaming. Lucian sighed softly beside her. Talia ignored him completely. He came through my fire escape window, looking like something out of a gothic fantasy novel. Nara snorted into her mug. Instead of screaming, Talia continued, I invited him straight to my bed. Lucian closed his eyes briefly. Talia.
What? It's true. And again, I thought I was dreaming.
She grinned slightly into the firelight. He explained everything. Asked permission before he touched me. Asked permission before taking blood. Asked permission before offering his own. He was so consent-y, she laughed. Her cheeks pinked faintly. And the venom did things. Nara looked between them slowly.
Oh,
everything felt amplified, Talia admitted. Hunger, fear, touch. She laughed. Unlike you, I wasn't busy rebuilding half my skeleton. Nara's eyes widened then.
Oh my God, she said. I heard you.
Lucian went completely still. Talia giggled shamelessly. That night in Auckland, Nara pointed at them accusingly.
You two were having sex while I was down the hallway, trying not to psychologically unravel.
Talia dared a look at Lucian before doubling with laughter. Lucian stared into the fire with the expression of a man reconsidering immortality.
That was your turning? Nara demanded.
In all its devious glory. Nara snorted into her cup. You cheered us on, Lucian muttered. Nara looked horrified. You heard me yelling support from down the hallway? Very clearly. Talia buried her face in the blankets, laughing harder.
Oh my God!
Lucian finally spoke again.
Then, later, once the blood wore off,
the real hunger hit while we were driving through Karapiro. Talia nodded.
He had to pull over and calm me down,
before disappearing into the bush and coming back with rabbit blood in a recycled bottle. Nara stared at Lucian. That is the least romantic sentence I've ever heard.
It was an emergency, Lucian replied.
It was rabbit blood in what looked like an old Powerade bottle, Talia corrected. Nara burst out laughing, a real laugh this time. The sound crackled through the heaviness hanging around the room. Something came across Nara's face.
How long have I got?
It was about 30 hours for me, Talia admitted. Lucian nodded once. Your body was healing. That changes things. Nara nodded slowly, taking it all in. So, basically, you have no idea when I'm going to lose my shit and go psycho vampire. Lucian went still for a moment and tilted his head toward the front of the house. We have company. Three soft knocks echoed through the house. Nara jumped violently. Talia frowned. At midnight? Lucian stood smoothly from the couch. Yes, which somehow answered absolutely nothing. He crossed the room and opened the front door without hesitation. Cold air rolled inside, carrying rain, wet earth, forest, and something else behind it. Animal. A massive man stood in the doorway. Not bodybuilder massive. Farm massive. Broad shoulders, heavy boots, dark curls soaked from rain, flannel shirt rolled to his elbows, old silver rings glinting against rough hands, golden eyes lifted toward Lucian. You look terrible. Lucian nodded once. She fed aggressively.
Yeah, I gathered.
Lucian stepped aside. Thank you for coming. The man stepped inside and embraced Lucian briefly and thumped him on the back. My dear friend, he said. Welcome. His gaze shifted immediately toward the couch, toward Nara, toward Talia. Something strange flickered across his face when he looked at Nara. Recognition, maybe, or instinct. Talia, Nara, this is Reuben. Reuben gave them both a small nod. Ladies? Nara stared at him for approximately 3 seconds before blurting,
Why do you smell like a dog?